This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Priya Badu. The Nyokum Yulo Festival of Nishi Community of Arunachal Pradesh is being celebrated today in various districts of the state. The word Nyokum has been derived from the combination of two words. Nyok means land and Kum means collectiveness or togetherness. The main prayer structure is made of bamboo called the Yugong. The festival has a close link with cultivation. During the festival, the Nyokum goddess, the goddess of prosperity, is invoked for her blessings. Rituals are performed by Nyub, the priest, and traditional offerings are made to seek divine blessings for the well-being of the community. Nyokum Yulo is not only a religious celebration but also a festival, a symbol of harmony, gratitude, and togetherness. People wear traditional attire, perform folk dances, and celebrate with joy and pride. Chief Minister of Arunachal Pradesh Pema Khandu inaugurated Foundational Literacy and Numeracy Center at Doimukh Papumpare District, an initiative of Deputy Commissioner Papumpare Vishakha Yadav. The FLN Center is funded under Corporate Social Responsibility Initiatives of HDFC, NHPC, Untied Funds and Local Area Development Fund from Pare Hydro Project. Aligned with NEP 2020 and Nipun Bharat Mission, it's a transformative step towards strengthening early education. The FLN Center aims to ensure that every child achieves essential reading, writing and numeracy skills by the end of grade 3 while staying connected to local Arunachal culture and heritage. On the occasion, Rajya Sabha MP Nabam Rabia and MLA Doimukh Nabam Vivek were also present. Arunachal Pradesh Deputy Chief Minister Chawna Men inaugurated the 84-meter steel truss permanent bridge over River Kamla Kume between Jha and Ruhi village and the multipurpose indoor stadium at Tali in Kradadi district. The bridge ensures all-weather connectivity for residents, and the stadium will promote sports, community events, and youth development opportunities. Animal Husbandry, Veterinary and Dairy Development Minister Gabriel D. Wongsu inaugurated the Central Vaccine Depot cum Disease Investigation Laboratory at Nirjuli in presence of senior officers of AHV and DD. The laboratory will enable timely and accurate disease detection, reduce livestock mortality, enhance productivity and farmers' income, and ensure faster outbreak response while minimizing dependence on out-of-state testing. Under the ongoing Operation Dawn 2.0 East Siang, police successfully apprehended two individuals in separate operations conducted under Pasighat Police Station and Ruksin Police Station, recovering 9 grams of heroin and 20 grams ganja. The ADS team was led by IC Anti-Drug Squad Ayub Boku in coordination with Nini Tamin, his Anti-Drug Warriors team. 128 out of 44 families from Simong and 9 out of 9 families from Haleng villages of Upper Siang district have formally extended their consent for Siang Upper Multipurpose Project pre-feasibility report for activities by signing MOUs with the government of Arunachal Pradesh at Yingkiong. On behalf of the government of Arunachal Pradesh, DC Upper Siang Talu Jerang signed the MOU, while Jenom Texen and Kosang Nopi signed on behalf of the residents of Simong and Haleng villages. Speaking on the occasion, advisor to the Chief Minister and local MLA Alu Libang stressed that an interest and welfare of local communities must remain at the forefront throughout the project's planning and implementation. The Interstate Youth Exchange Program concluded today at Don Bosco Youth Center. A total of 37 youth was participating. Deputy Director Gopesh Pandey, My Bharat, highlighted that the Interstate Youth Exchange Program provides a platform for young minds to understand the diversity, culture, traditions and democratic institutions of different states, fostering mutual respect and lifelong friendship. The ceremony featured vibrant cultural performances by the participants, reflecting the rich traditions of their home state along with the cultural essence of Arunachal Pradesh. The Research Institute of World's Ancient Traditions, Cultures and Heritage organized the International Mother Language Day Celebration 2026 at Central Reiko Rowing under the theme Youth Voices on Multilingual Education. 200 students representing various educational institutions from Rowing took part in an awareness rally about the importance of mother languages and the preservation of linguistic diversity. In the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, India is taking on Zimbabwe in the Super 8 Group A match at M.H. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai. Winning the toss, Zimbabwe elected to bowl first. India were 124 for 2 wickets after 10.5 overs. Host India face a must-win situation today and in their final group match against the West Indies on Sunday to keep their semi-final hopes alive. That is all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.